Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Shari. I hope everyone having a meaningful, healthy, and uplifting summer. And let's continue to add some meaning to these 3 weeks. So we are learning the Zechron, Lulu, and Ishmasa, Miriam Frond, Miriam Baschaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom, May her Neshama have an Aliyah, and the Zchus of the Divrei Torah that we will share this evening. And of course, we continue very much to thank the Frun family for their generosity and sponsoring this year, Lezecher Nishmas, their mother, Allah HaShalom. So let us continue. We are in the middle of a piece by Rabbi Victor Miller, Zatzal. We are not yet finished. It is from Parshas Edmor, Torah of Victor, and we are exploring this idea of, really, because it was in the Sefer, so much was in the Sefer, about this idea of food and our Avodas Hashem and our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam through our relationship with the food. So we are having a very positive Hashkafic lessons from Rav Miller about understanding the nace that is bread. Someone reached out to me last week because we had an additional comment last week about Torof. Taraf Nasnal Vesa, the Eishes Chayil gives taraf to our household food. On the other hand, Tarof Taraf Bini, my son has been torn to shreds. So Rachi Fried reminded me after last week's class, there's another word, Shever. Shever is food. It appears repeatedly in Sefer Bereishis by the story of Yaakov and the Shvatim and Yosef. Mayar Yaakov ki shaver b'Mitzrayim redu shivru lanu ma'at ocha. The shorosh appears over and over in terms of food. On the other hand, shaver also means broken. So you see the beauty of Lashon HaKodesh, once again, these diametrically opposed ideas in food. Of course, you could say we break portions of food, so shaver and shaver, food and broken, but this idea that on the one hand, something is food is sustaining, and something that's broken is broken. Just an addendum to last week's class, and now we will get to new information. Okay, so we are learning, last time we learned the Ramban, the famous Ramban, to the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban teaches that a person does not have a chelek in the Torah of Moshe until he believes that everything that happens in Teva is an ace. There is no Teva, there's only Nisim. We're going to learn another Ramban tonight, which I think is less famous, and it's really, really fascinating as well. So let us continue with our learning. We are up to the subheading called Eating a Miracle. So what happens when we eat, whether it's bread, kemach, which represents all sorts of physical sustenance, okay? So, says Rabbi Victor Miller, a little bit of water, a little bit of carbon dioxide, some sunlight, and chlorophyll, and the little wheat plant gets busy combining them and producing starch. The starch is the wheat. That's the bread. That's chelev chita, the fat of the wheat. And so when you're holding a piece of bread, you have to know that you have in your hand a piece of a miracle. You have a little bit of bread, a little bit of carbon dioxide, a little bit of sunlight, a little bit of chlorophyll, and then you have a wheat plant, and all of a sudden you're holding in your hand a piece of bread. And when you hold a piece of bread in your hand, you have to know that you are holding a miracle. When I was preparing this, which is about 3 or 4 times now, because every week I re-prepare, even though I prepared previously, what came to mind is something that I read recently in this little book called Great Jewish Photographs. We have great Jewish letters, and we have, my son has Jewish cemeteries. There's a series by Rabbi Bamberger. They're very, very beautiful. So you might have some of them. So this is called Great Jewish Photographs. So my daughter actually brought it home from Israel when she just came back from seminary a month ago. And I had been looking through it. And here I am preparing for this year. And what did I read here? It's called The Apple of His Eye, Rabbi Victor Miller. So Great Jewish Photographs is a photograph of a different gadol, each different gadolim, and each gadol a little different vignette or story about the gadol. So this, you could see, is a picture of Rabbi Victor Miller, and you can mamish see that he is holding an apple. Okay? The Apple of His Eye, Rabbi Victor Miller. Few personalities influenced as many Jews as Rabbi Victor Miller, 1908 to 2001. Who through his brilliant lectures, books, and tapes changed the lives of Jews around the globe, which he still continues to do. Tzadikim af b'misason nikra'im chayim. From his small shul in Brooklyn, his original and authentic Torah perspective on all areas of life transformed the way countless individuals thought and acted. A recurring theme of Rav Miller was how one must appreciate Hashem through the wondrous creation. In one well-known videotaped lecture on the miracle of an apple, Rabbi Victor Miller said, so he held up an apple, And he said as follows. I was just putting apples away before. Like, I don't know, even though I'm teaching this and studying this and re-preparing every week, I can't tell you that I didn't really look at the apple and say, wow, this is the biggest miracle. But listen what he says. He held up the apple. Suppose when you are eating an apple, you bite on something hard. You take it out of your mouth, a silver dollar? Isn't that a strange accident? The truth is, an accident has taken place that is a million times more remarkable. You find inside an apple seeds. In this seed is coded the DNA molecule, all the plans for producing an apple tree, instructions in that seed that would fill 10,000 reference volumes. And it's all right here, implanted in the seed. It's unbelievable. But not only does the seed have 10,000 volumes of instructions encoded within, the seed possesses all the factories and all the laboratories to create new trees. And everything is here for the grand purpose of opening up our eyes to recognize the design of a great designer. Here, Rav Miller lifted up an apple, as can be seen in the photograph, and proclaims with a broad smile, a masterpiece. It looks almost natural. So what he says is that this apple, when you think about the seed, it's more advanced than any laboratory we have around the world. It's more advanced than any scientist. How is it possible? And that one little seed is coated everything that is needed to grow an apple, to grow new trees, to sprout this beautiful fruit. But what is here? It's the grand purpose of opening our eyes to recognize a great designer. So I just thought of something that I didn't think in the times that I was preparing. So I'm just getting up to get a seat for 1 second, please. Actually, I thought of two things that I want to share with you while I was reading that. Okay, so Rav Miller says that everything is here for the grand purpose of opening up our eyes to recognize a great designer. It's very, very interesting because we just had Parshas Balak. 2 weeks ago, this is Matos Masai, we just had in Chutzarts Parshas Balak. And in Parshas Balak, we have a very interesting story about Bilam and his famous donkey. I'm not going through the whole story now. Okay, I spoke a little bit of it in a Shir Lashik and Kavod Abrios. However, what happens, Bilam is walking, and this donkey starts talking, and Bilam and the donkey are having a conversation. And Medrash Tanchuma tells us, Parshas Balak Siman Tes, that the officers of Moav were astonished. They never saw a miracle like this in their lives. Why do they have starting a conversation? Because the donkey has seen an angel. So the donkey stops going, Bilam is hitting it because Bilam does not see the angel, but the donkey does see the angel. And it's so interesting, I was learning with someone the week of Parshas Balak, someone who is very high functioning special needs, an adult woman, very high functioning special needs. She said something to me, she said, why didn't he see the donkey? No, I'm sorry, why didn't he see the angel? How could it be? She says, was he blind? So I said, you know, it's so interesting you're saying that because I showed a Rashi where Rashi says he was blind in one eye. She couldn't even understand. If something's right in front of you, how could you not see something that is right in front of you? So the donkey sees it. Bilam doesn't see it. Bilam continues to hit the donkey to make her go. Finally, she opens her mouth and she starts talking. They have a whole conversation. After the whole conversation, what is the first thing that the Pasuk says? Perachav beis Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayigal Hashem es Enei Bilam. Vayar es Malach Hashem Nitzav Baderach. And Hashem opened up, he uncovered the eyes, Gilu Arayis, Gilu the Galot, to reveal. Hashem opened up the eyes of Bilam, and he sees the Malach Hashem standing on the way, his sword drawn in his hand. And then he bows down, and then he starts to talk to the angel. But his eyes were not opened. Sometimes the truth could be so obvious in front of you. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam is just calling to us. It's so clear that he's there in our lives. But our eyes are covered up. How is it possible he didn't see the angel? How is it possible sometimes we don't recognize God in our life? Do we think things happen for happenstance? If something happens, and if we don't like it, and it's painful, and it's difficult, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is right there. How could we not see the Ribbono Shel Olam? How could he, Bilam, not see the angel? Vayigal Hashem es Eini Bilam, Vayar es Malach Hashem. The first stage to moving forward in life is to have your eyes open to be able to see what's right in front of you. And the other thing I just thought of is in Perek Tes Zayin Abereshis, when Hagar is sent away for the first time. 1 second. No, just joking. Correct. The second time. Okay, the first time, here we go, I just found it. Okay, Perachof Aleph. So what happens is she's sent away with Yishmael, or Yishmael is sent away with his mother, and he's about to die, and she can't take it. So she throws him under one of the bushes, and Hashem hears his cries. And there's an angel there. There's an angel there, but she thinks that the child is going to die of thirst, and she throws him away. Allah Arab Mot Hayalat. I don't want to see the death of the child. The angel says, take his hand, hold on to him, he will grow up, he's going to be a great nation. Vayifkach Elokim et Eineha. Vatere Be'er Mayim. The Be'er Mayim wasn't a new creation. It was there when she got there with Yishma, but she threw him away under one of the shrubs, under one of the bushes. She says, I can't see the death of the child. Sometimes something is right in front of our eyes, and it's so interesting that these two biblical personalities are both, well, Hagar did Teshuvah, whatever, Keturah, but in a sense, not Tzidkonios, and not a Tzadik. Okay? One is Hagar, the mother of Yishma, and the other is Bilam, who comes to curse the Jews, who's a pure Rasha. And you see clearly that in both cases, they do not see something that is right in front of their very own eyes. Perachov al pasugetes vayivkach Elokim et eine. God opened her eyes. Vatere be'er mayim. Just like by Bilam. Vayigal Hashem es eine Bilam. Vayaris malach Hashem. Hashem opened their eyes. And all of a sudden, she sees the be'er mayim. Then she goes and she fills the flask of water and she gives the child to drink. So sometimes something is so obvious. Like an apple is such an ace, like a piece of bread is such an ace, like it should strengthen your emunah when you contemplate what went into the food that you're about to eat. How sunlight from 93 billion light years away could water that one little seed, and all of a sudden you have an apple tree. It's the biggest ace. Rabbi Victor Miller says, everything is here for the grand purpose of opening up our eyes to recognize a great design. And we saw two proofs of this from Tanakh. When a person is blinded, and when a person is blinded from what's right in front of you, you're not on the good path. Who are the two examples? Hagar on the one hand, she was not. Yes, she becomes Keturah, Avram mirrors her. Lamaisa, she's not such a tzaddikas, and her son becomes a para adam, yadam bekol v'yad kolbo. She is the mother of the Bnei Yishma'el. On the other hand, Bilam, so a person could be, God could be right before us, and he's sending us signs, and he's sending us messages. Sometimes it's so clear, and we're just like my friend said when I was learning with her, how could he not see the angel? Was he blind? Sometimes we have the gift of sight, but we're just blinded to the truth. It's so stark. We should just remember to have amuna, that there Olam has a master plan. He is creating and running everything that is here. When you contemplate the miracle of a bite of food you're about to take, you know, did you ever take an orange, a segment of orange, and peel away the skin over the segment and look at one pulp? Is that what it's called? One pulp? Yeah. And it's like a little pocket. It's like amazing if you do it. It's just like a little pocket bursting with juice. Think what had to go into that orange to get the peel and then the pith and then the segments and all the veins go the right way. I mean, it's unbelievable. A masterpiece, says Rabbi Victor Miller. It looks almost natural. But Victor Miller often described the wonder of the human eye, and how it is greater than the most advanced cameras. Eyes are a marvel. It's a miracle that you could see with your eyes. Vayigal Hashem es eini bilam, vayar malach. Vayifkach Elokim et eina, vayar malach Hashem. Vayar ta be'er. She saw the malach. She sees the be'er mayim. Your eyes, we just have to have our eyes open. Physically and metaphysically. Eyes are a marvel. It's a miracle you could see with your eyes. A miracle. What is sight? Do you understand sight? Does a camera see? A camera does not see. A camera registers light that comes to the eye of the camera, and it affects the negative, but you see. A human being sees. Your brain understands and interprets sight, and they're working so efficiently, your eye and your brain, that you even forget about them. They can view distant objects, and upon your wish, instantaneously adjust to focus on nearby objects. Seeing is one of the greatest delights and one of the greatest miracles in our lives. So I think these pieces are so beautiful in terms of strengthening our emunah. Not l'malam min hateva. When you see a miracle, that's l'malam min hateva. So you know it's a miracle, l'malam min hateva. And they can say, oh, there's your bosom. What about the teva, the nature that surrounds us all the time? The things that we take for granted, the things we don't appreciate. That is the greatest miracle in the world. Going back to the kuntras that we are going through, Torah of Vigdar, that's why Chazal decreed, the sages decreed, Ein zarkin es hapas in Maseches Brachos. You're not allowed to throw a piece of bread. Okay, so Derech Eretz, exclamation mark. Let's say your son says, Abba, throw me a piece of challah, please. Oh no, you say, I don't play catch with challah. Challah is anise. Says Rabbi Victor Miller, would you throw, let's say, the Urim V'tumim? The Kohen Gadol wore a breastplate, and inside the breastplate of the high priest with the 12 stones that lit up, it was like a little folded, I don't want to use the word paper, but some material folded over the Shem HaMeforash. Talking about the Shema Mefarsh, and when you came to ask a question from the Kohen Gadol, the stones would light up. The stones had the Aleph Beis letters on them, the names of the Shvatim. All the Aleph Beis would light up, and they would interpret the message. I was just listening to Shiur this morning by Rabbi Zavlev, and he said something so interesting. The Shema Mefarsh that we're not allowed to say is 42-letter name. It's a 42-letter name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what's 42? 6 times 7. What's 6 times 7? 6 is perfection in space. Why? You have the four winds, north, south, east, west, and up and down. Okay, so there's four directions, and then there's up and down. So 6 reflects perfection in space. Four directions, up and down. Like the Na'anu'im of the Arba Minim, the Dalet Minim and Sukkos. And then 7 represents perfection in time. In what unit did God choose to create the world? What is our week? Our week is a unit of 7. Nace, Nancy, Nace is a miracle. Nace is a miracle. Thank you for asking, okay? Sometimes I forget to translate. Sorry, I do try. 6 times 7. So 6 is the four directions plus up and down, perfection in space. 7 is perfection in time. When you celebrate something, it's a complete unit of 7. 7 days of the week, Shavu Brachos, Lahavdil, sitting Shiva. It's a complete unit of time, 7, okay? What did Lavan say to Yaakov? When this week finishes, you can marry Rachel. 7 is a complete unit. So Hashem is complete in space. Hashem is complete in time. 6 times 7 equals 42. So the 42 letter Shem HaMeforash represents God's perfection in space and God's perfection in time. I thought that was very beautiful. It was relating it to Parshas Masai, the 42 journeys of the Bnei Yisrael that they took through the desert. Why? 42 journeys are the places that God led them, this journey from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, in order to reach a state of perfection. Okay, very interesting. So why did I bring that up? Yeah, the Urim V'Turim. The Urim V'Turim had the Shem HaMeforash on it, and when you come to ask the Kohen Gadol question, it would light up. Hand me the Urim V'Turim. Would you throw the Urim V'Turim? You would take it with the biggest Derech Eretz. When you hand it over to him, you have to be polite with bread. It's a Kosh Baruch Hu's miracle. There's a halacha that if you have bread, my sister-in-law has taught me, really. She is very, very makbid on this, and from her, we are very makbid on it, that she's very, very careful. If there's a crust, if there's a piece of a bagel, a crust of pizza, something left over, the bread has to be wrapped up before it's just thrown in the garbage. You can't throw it in the garbage. It has to be wrapped up. It's not bekavodik. So it's not bekavodik to throw this great miracle, this great wonder of God into the garbage. And again, going back to the Shema Mefarash, 6 times 7, it's really God's perfection in nature. So we should come to strengthen our emunah, not to wait for miracles that are lamala menateva, a miracle that is above nature, but find Hashem in everything around us, in the apple I just put away in the drawer, in the bread you're going to eat with your sandwich, in the glass of water. Remember, his grandson said, a glass of water is never empty. It has water and it has air, and both parts are fundamental. You have to be polite with bread. It's a Kosh Baruch Hu's miracle. The Urim V'Tumim is a rare miracle, but bread is no less a miracle. The truth is, quote, it's a bigger miracle. The piece of bread is more nisim, more miracles than the Urim V'Tumim. More nisim. It's a life-giving product that's created from sunshine, combined with a little carbon dioxide and water. Now, note, this not that the sunshine helps the food come into existence. Listen, quote, italicized, the sunshine is part of the bread. So when you eat a piece of bread, you're eating sunshine and carbon dioxide and the wheat kernels, and the chlorophyll. That's what it is. Now, the next time you're nice and hungry, why don't you go outside, listen to this, and see what you can do. And then after this paragraph, we're going to learn very important Ramban. Next time you're nice and hungry, why don't you go outside, and see, the Ramban's going to relate exactly to this, and see what you can do. You have everything you need. After all, outside there's plenty of air, there's carbon dioxide, there's earth, and there's sunshine. So go outside. Try and combine all of these elements. Take some sunshine, which has the chlorophyll, makes the plant of chlorophyll. Take some carbon dioxide. Take the air. Take the earth, the soil. And now see what you can put together. It sounds ridiculous. You couldn't do a thing, exclamation mark. Not only you, nobody in the world can do it. Even the biggest chemical company cannot make bread. We can't take nothing and make something. It's not possible. No human being can take nothing. I mean, now, he doesn't say you have a seed or a wheat kernel. No. You could capture somehow some sunlight and somehow capture the air and somehow capture the carbon dioxide and put that all into the earth, not with this kernel of wheat, nothing. And now go make bread. You don't have an apple seed. You don't have an apple seed. But you have all the elements that help grow the apple. So try to go outside and make an apple. Why can't you make an apple? The other week I was eating a nectarine. So if you look at the seeds of stone fruit, that's not really the seed. That seed is the outer covering. That bumpy thing you see in the nectarine, that's not really the seed. If you crack it open, the seed is inside. By the way, they're poisonous. Don't eat them. But the other week, sometimes the seed is cracked. The shell of the seed is cracked. So inside was a seed. So I said to my husband, it's so cool. It looks exactly like an almond, which reminds you why stone fruit are related to almonds, just as an aside. So we put it into the soil in the backyard. Do I know what's going to happen? Hopefully Mashiach will be here much before this seed grows into anything. But take nothing. Just go outside, like God, Kaviyachu, goes outside. Take all the elements of nature and say, I'm going to make a nectarine. It's comical. Some of you are smiling, right? Because it's ridiculous. You can't do that. Not only you, says Rav Miller. Nobody in the world can do it. Even the biggest chemical company cannot make bread. It's such a nace, such a miracle, that the greatest chemical geniuses at DuPont, I don't know what DuPont is, D-U-P-O-N-T, it's true, I could have Googled it, I didn't, but the greatest chemical geniuses at DuPont cannot duplicate it. They would become millionaires, with the patent if they could do such a thing. I want to go with you to a very important Ramban, all the way back to Maisa Bereishis. And it's interesting, because last time the Ramban was about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now we're going to learn a Ramban about Maisa Bereishis. And these are really the two fundamentals of our Emunah. Okay? Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shabbos is Ochel Zecher Maisa Bereishis. Why do we celebrate Shabbos on the seventh day? Kivo Shavat Mikom Malachto Asher Bar Lekim Nasos, because on the seventh day, God is Shavat, He ceased. So when we cease on the seventh day, we remember that God created the world. When we cease on the seventh day, it is also Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shem Shem Pekas is a whole piece, but the point is that Shabbos reminds us of Maisa Bereishis, and Shabbos reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So last time we did a beautiful piece in regards to the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now I want to talk to you, I want to show you, I want to learn with you a Ramban about Maisa Bereishis that ties in exactly to the sugya that we are learning from Rav Avigdor Miller. I'm going to screen share what I prepared for you. Okay? 1 second. Where is it? Here it is. But you see it says Ramban to Bereishis 1:1. Yeah, okay, thank you so much. Okay, here we go. Okay, so what's 1:1? Bereishis 1:1. Bereishis bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim v'Esa Arts. Bereishis bara Elokim, in the beginning Elokim created, Esa Shemayim, the heavens, v'Esa Arts, and the earth. V'Arts haisa sohu v'vohu, and the land was chaos, tohu v'vohu. It's hard to even translate these words exactly, but the earth was a primordial chaos, and there was darkness over the surface of the deep. But remember, this isn't darkness, because dark wasn't really even created yet, so we're not even exactly sure what this was. The Spirit of God is hovering over the water, but there was no water yet. Okay. God starts to create. Okay, so what's there in the beginning? Nothing. Nothing. Let's look at this Ramban to Bereishis 1:1. The Ramban first says, Va'ata. It's not on the screen for you, so I'm just going to read you. I have my Ramban right here. Va'ata shma peirush ha-mikra al pshuto nachanu barur. Listen, says the Ramban, to the interpretation of this passage in a proper and clear fashion. Pshuto nachon ubarur. I'm going to tell you the pshat. I'm going to tell you what this means about how God created. Nachon, it is correct. Ubarur, it is clear. Here we go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara, call him, you can see it on my screen. I'm going to translate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara, call him nivraim, me afisa muchlatas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all creation from absolute nihility. Nihility. I'm quoting from Art School's translation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara, call him nivraim. God is a creator. We call him, in fact, the Borei Olam. He created all creation from absolute nihility, meaning nothing. There was nothing here. Me'afisa muchatas, absolute nothingness. Ve'ein etzleinu b'lashon kodesh. Or in English, we have no way in Lashon HaKodesh, we have no language in Lashon HaKodesh, we have no word in Lashon HaKodesh, b'hotza'ed ha'yesh me'ayin. Our Loshon Bara, we call it Bara, created, because we actually have no word to describe the process of producing something from absolute nothing. 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 You go outside, Sri Rav Avigdor Meir, you don't have an apple seed. And it's an ace. You don't appreciate an ace, but then it's Teva. It's an ace in Teva. Go outside with nothing. Nothing. And say, oh, I'm going to make an apple. I'm not talking about a magician. I'm not talking about a mentalist. I'm not talking about Kishuf. Nothing. I'm going to make an apple. Good luck. You'll be outside for the rest of your life. I'm not talking about a fake apple. No, you can't do it. Even if they clone an apple, then it comes from what was cloned. You can't go outside. I mean, you can't say, oh, I see the sun. There are the rays. I have some dirt. Let's make some chlorophyll. Let's take some carbon dioxide. Apple grows. That can happen. Why not? We have no word in Lashon HaKodesh or in any other language, actually, but this was written 800 years ago. It was born at the end of 1100. The Ain the 1100s, born at the end of the 1100s. The Ain Eitzlenu B'Lashon HaKodesh Bo'ot Seis HaYesh Me'ayin Ela Lashon Bara. There's no way to describe in Lashon HaKodesh or any other language to bring something forth from nothing. Only to say Bara. The Ein Kol HaNa'asa, and anything that was made, whether it was Tachas HaShemesh, under the sun, Olamala, or above the sun, anything that was created by God, made, Hu Osa V'Yasa L'Chol Masim, whether it was Tachas HaShemesh or above the Shemesh, none of it was, I want to make sure I chant the X word correctly, Hova Min Ha'ayin Hatchala HaRishona. Hova Min Ha'ayin Hatchala Rishona. Nothing that is made under the sun or above it initially comes into existence from nothingness. Interesting. The Ramban says nothing comes into existence from nothingness. Aval hotzi min ha'afas, ha'gamur ha'muchlat, yusod dakmo. This is a very, very interesting, fascinating piece of the Ramban. The Ramban says, how did Hashem, this is according to the Ramban, how did Hashem create the world? How did Hashem create the world? He brought from this absolute nothingness, ha'efes ha'gamur ha'muchlah, this absolute total nothingness, yesod dak me'od. Hashem brought a very thin foundation into being from absolute nothingness. So there was absolute nothing, which by the way, your mind doesn't even know what that means. You cannot, I cannot, we cannot comprehend nothing. You don't even know. There's no way to describe it. There's no English word to describe. There's no Hebrew word to describe. Your mind, you're mortal. We are in this finite world. I cannot comprehend what it means that there was nothing. So what did Kosh Baruch Hu do to create the world? Bereshis Baruch Hu came Esa Shemayim V'Esa Aretz. How did he create the Shemayim and the Aretz? What does it mean? Haaretz Haisa Sohu V'Vohu. He took from this absolute complete nothingness, Yesod Dak Me'od, a very thin foundation, Ein Bo Mamash, it didn't really have substance, Aval Hu Koach Mamtzi, Koach Mamtzi, this thin, thin foundation of all creation had within it the Koach HaMamtzi, the capability, the Koach, the power to bring forth something else. So in this very thin foundation that God created all the way in the beginning, even though it didn't really have substance, it had Koach Mamtzi, the strength to bring something forth. Muchan lekabel hatsura. It was ready to accept a form. Velatse min hakoach al hapoah. And to take everything from potential to actual. The Ramban is explaining that God created some foundation. And from that foundation, all of creation came into being. Hashem created, he's going to give it a name, you'll see in a minute. This yesod dak me'od, some sort of strong but thin foundation, ein bo mamash, it doesn't really have substance, aval hu koach mamtzi, but it has within it the power to bring things forth, muchan lekabel hatzura, it is prepared to accept fashionings, v'latzei min hakoach el hapoah, and to take things from potential to actuality. This is the first material that God created. From this material, everything else came into being. Nikra la Yevanim, the Yevanim give a name to this. In Greek, it is called Hiuli. Hiuli. The reason I'm looking at the art school is because my Chumash has art school elucidated, has Nekudos. Hiuli. That's what the Ramban says. In the beginning, there was absolute nothing, which a human being cannot understand. which you could try as my, you want to understand, you're never going to understand, you're going to go crazy. Before I entered the paradise, one of them went crazy, because if you try and contemplate what you can't contemplate, you're going to go crazy, you're going to lose your mind. You don't know what it means that there's nothing. I don't know what it means there's nothing. Air is not nothing, air is substance. Darkness is not nothing, darkness is something. What is nothing? What does it mean there was nothing here? I have no idea, neither do you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to this nothingness. He created a thin foundation. That foundation from which the whole world was created and sprouted has the potential to bring things forth, to receive shapings, fashionings, to bring things from potential potentiality to actuality. This is the first substance. The Yavanim call it Hiyuli. Chirik, then Shuruk, then another Chirik. Hiyuli. Va'achra ha-Hiyuli lo bara davar ala yatzar v'asa. The Ramban, and I'm sure that there are many who disagree, and Sefer Bereishis and Maaseh Bereishis, creation is the most esoteric parts of Torah. It is way beyond my scope of capability to understand. However, I'm sure there are many, many who disagree with the Ramban, but it's extremely interesting. The Ramban says, after this Hiyuli, God did not create anything else. God fashioned from this foundation everything that came into being. Because what does it mean to create? Create, the Ramban is explaining, means yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. Something that we cannot do. You can never create something from nothing. You cannot walk outside and say, I'm going to take sunshine, carbon dioxide, some earth, and make an apple. You could have a teeny apple seed, which you might cultivate into a huge tree, but you can't make an apple from nothing. You, a person, me, a person, can never create something from nothing. Okay? When you think of the most, perhaps what we think to be the most miraculous form of creation that human beings are involved in, which is the creation of another human being. But those two, that man and woman, did not create a human being from nothing. There was something. The man contributed the material, the woman contributed the material, and now the fact that those two cells grow into a human being is the most mind-boggling thing in the world, but it's not something from nothing. It's not yesh me'ayin. It's yesh me'esh. There was raw material. If you don't have that raw material, if you don't have the man's zera and you don't have the woman's ovum, then you're not going to have anything. Oh, you could think about creating a baby, but you're not going to have a baby. Why not? Because you need something. You must have something. Even if it's a smart, the baby's the biggest mace. And you say, how did this human being just come out of this person from that sperm and that egg? And I have a person? It's insane. An apple is insane. How did an apple come from a seed? It's programmed with hundreds of thousands of instructions in one seed. But there was something there. There's only one, capital O, who could create yesh me'ayin, which human beings don't even understand what that means. And that's the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's why we call God the Borei Olam. Nobody else is a Borei. You cannot call yourself a Borei. This person created. They didn't create. They fashioned material that already existed into a new substance. The most simple, although Victor Miller would come to me and say, it's not simple, vegetable soup. He would say your pot of soup, a whole new way of looking at food, is the greatest miracle in the world. How did that carrot know where to grow? How did the parsnip know be a parsnip and not a carrot? How did the zucchini know to come out of the beautiful zucchini flower? Okay, take the most simple example of vegetable soup. He's saying, you have a soup, and everyone says it's delicious. You didn't create the soup. You fashioned the soup from pre-existing material. Only God is a creator. Man can never be a creator. To create means to take nothing, which you can't even understand, and make something. Only God can do that. I hope that's clear. Because you can't bring me any example of something that you created from nothing. A child makes a painting, and it's so beautiful, and they bring it home, and you're so proud of them. There was paper, there was paint, there was water, there was markers, there was erasers. A jeweler takes gold, he melts it down, he refines it, he makes something from something. So that is called Yetzira. That is called Yetzira, fashioning. Bria is making something from nothing. According to the Ramban, this is extremely interesting, God only created once this level that the Ramban calls Hiyuli, Hey Yod Vav Lamed Yod. It is some sort of thin, very thin, Dak Me'od, Yesod, foundation, It doesn't even have substance, but it has the potential, koach mamtzi, to give forth to other things. Muchan the kabel hatzura. It is ready to accept the fashionings. This is the first substance that God created. Nikrali yivanim hiuli. It is called in Greek hiuli. Va'achar ha-hiuli lo bara davar ela yatzar va'osa. This is fascinating. After this hiuli, God did not create anything else. So now you're going to say, what do you mean he didn't create everything else? Every day of the week, he created something. According to the Ramban, every day of the week, God fashioned something else from that hiuli. Aval yatzar va'asa. Using that hiuli, God fashioned the me'oros berakia shemayim. Using the hiuli, God created mikvei mayim, pools of water. God, I used the wrong word, fashioned pools of water. Using the hiuli, he fashioned the animals of the field, the fish of the sea. So is God a borei? Of course, he is the only borei. He created this foundation. From it, everything comes. After creating the hiuli, from which the whole world was fashioned, he didn't create anything. Yatzar ve'asa, he fashioned and made. Ki mimenu hamamtzi hakol. From this hiuli, everything came into being. Ve'hilbish hatzuros ve'tiken osam. And then he dressed the formations that he made, and he arranged them. So everything came from this level of foundation, which God created, which he created from absolute nothing, which a human being cannot even comprehend what it means, which we have no words, says the Ramban in Lashon HaKodesh, or in any other language, to even describe creation from nothing, because you can't understand it. We could talk about it. You don't understand. Your mind cannot understand what that means. We are very limited by our very humanity. After he created Yeshmein, something from nothing, Hiuli, which is some kind of foundation, the whole world was fashioned from that Hiuli. Vida, and you should know. Ki ha-shamayim v'chol asher bahem. The heavens and everything in them. I mentioned a few weeks ago in the Shir, the new pictures that have come out of outer space with the new camera that NASA has. They can see farther into space and more details into infinity than ever before. And if you've seen any of the pictures and read a little bit about what these pictures are taken of, it's literally mind-boggling. You literally cannot comprehend even what you're seeing, the vastness of infinity. Know that all the most distant galaxies and the most distant stars and the birthing fields of the stars and things we can't even imagine, the heavens and all that is in them, chomer echad, is one material. The ha'aretz v'chol sheba, chomer echad, and the earth and everything in the earth. There are things under the sea that we have not yet discovered. There are species we don't know about. There are things we do know about that we don't appreciate, like apples and bread and a seed of a nectarine. It's all one material. V'akolish baruch hu bara elu shnehem me'ayin. So the Ramban is not saying that God is not a borei, chas v'shalom. He is definitely a borei. He is a borei me'ayin, God fashioned. And that's what he says the first pasuk of Chumash means. Bereshis bara Elokim. In the very beginning, Elokim created. Bereshis bara. Bara. Elokim created. Esa shemayim, chomer echad. The heavens are one material. The heaven is so infinite. I was talking to my son about it, who is very interested, my eldest, in these new pictures and nature. And I said to him, you don't even know if you read anything about it. It's really incredible if you look some of it up. I mean, it's just talking about strengthening your amunah and the borei olam. It's a lesson in amunah in Hashem, who is the Ein Sof. When we say God is the Ein Sof, this just gives us a glimpse into what it means to be amami b'nei ma'aminin. We are believers, the children of believers, who believes that the Ein Sof, literally infinity without end, has a master plan for this world. In the beginning, Elohim created Borei Yesh Me'ayin, Esa Shemayim, the heavens, V'chol Tzva'am, and all its hosts, which stretch on for infinity from nothing. The Esa Aretz, and Elohim created the earth and everything that is in it, from the apples to the nectarines, to the bread, to the water in your cup, to the air in your cup, from nothing. Akash Baruch Hu bara elu shnei me'ayin, v'shneim levadam nivraim, v'hakol na'asim mehen. God created this hiuli, which is the foundation of heaven and earth, or actually earth and heaven. Bereishis ba'alokim esa shamayim. In the beginning, Elohim created this foundation of shamayim from nothing. The esa aretz from nothing. The hakol na'asim mehem. V'shneim levadam nivrim. He's explaining, this is the Ramban to Perek al Pasuk Aleph. These two were created, the potential to birth everything that is in Shemaim. So the Ma'oros were not created till the fourth day, the Esa Kochavim. The heaven, the moon, the luminaries, the stars were not created till the fourth day. So what's Perek Al Pasuk Aleph? Esa Shemaim, this foundational level of Hiuli from which everything sprouted. Vishneim Levadam Nivraim. Those were the only two things God actually created. Perak Av Pasuk Av. Bereishis bara Elohim Esa Shemayim V'Esa Aretz. Everything after that is fashioned from the Hiuli. V'Hakol Na'asim Mehem. Everything is made from them. And so God is really teaching us. Hashem is the Malami Torah L'Amo Yisrael. And Hashem is teaching us that even He Himself, it is unbelievable, masterful, godless, it's beyond any comprehension we have, fashioned creation from a material that He created. And it's also a lesson in humility. It's a tremendous lesson in humility. Sometimes we're so proud, and Rabbi Zavlev speaks often about talents, abilities, and capabilities. Sometimes we're so proud to the point of a gaiva, of something we create. Go outside and create an apple, says Rav Victor Miller. You can't do it. Why can't you do it? Because you don't have a seed. You can't catch chlorophyll and earth and sunlight and carbon dioxide and mix it all together and give me an apple. And sometimes, to the point of gaiva, mankind is so proud of his creations, but you can only fashion from raw material that God has given us. There's only one Borei Olam, and it's not us. The hachomer hazeh, on this material, shekaroi hiuli, that is called hiuli, nikra b'lashon hakodesh tohu. Very interesting. The Ramana has just explained perak al pasuk alf into pasuk beis. Bereishis bara Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim was a creator. What does it mean he was a creator? There was nothing, which you can't understand. He made something. Esa shamayim, he made a foundational level from which all the luminaries and the hosts of the heavens sprout. The esa aretz, and he made potential, a foundation, hiuli, for the earth, from which everything on earth sprouts, the fish in the sea, the animals on the land, the plants, the mikveh mayim. What is hiuli? Lashon HaKodesh, tohu. So listen, Bereishis bara Elohim, esa shamayim v'esa aretz, we explain that. The haaretz haisa tohu v'vohu. That tohu, according to the Ramban, is the God's creation. That tohu is the creation of hiuli that allows the earth to give birth or rise to all other creations. I just want to show you. I want to go to Ma'isa Bereishis for a moment, okay, and show you. Yes, it is a lesson in humility. I don't know what is agiva. I don't know what I said that I didn't translate. Okay. Gaiva, thank you very much. You know what it is. Okay, but I just want to show you before we end, but this time I'm very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. I want to show you something extremely interesting. Okay, when it comes to the creation of man, like man, there's an exception to the Ramban's rule. Remember, he says God did not create. He's not a bore after that hiuli. Perak Alp, so here you go. Perak Alp, so God. Bereishis bara Elohim, esa shemayim, the hiuli of heaven from which all the Ein Sof, infinity of heaven, sprouts. The esa aretz, the hiuli of earth from which everything on earth sprouts. V'aretz haisa tohu, that tohu, says the Ramban, is God's foundation from which everything sprouts. After that, he only fashioned, not created. It's a tremendous lesson in humility. We should have a healthy sense of self-accomplishment, which spurs man to fashion more and produce more. But we should never have pride in what we have created, because we are not creators. We are using the gift of what God gave us as raw material and fashioning from that. It's just very interesting. What I want to show you is something interesting, which I don't really have time for at all. Al rega achas. Parak al pasuch of Zion. Vayivra Elokim esa adam betzalmo, betzalmo Elokim bara'us. Zachar nekeva bara'us. Three times. When Hashem first fashioned man, he created man in his image. Created. In the image of God, he created him. Man and woman, he created him. But we don't know what this first being was. It was some sort of being that was one being, man and woman together, two sides, man in the front, woman on the back. So it's almost as if this was the hiyuli for all of mankind. Because you're going to see, first God created this form, but we don't know what that form was. And then when Hashem actually creates Adam and Isha, it does not say Vayivra. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam. Bereishis 2:7, Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. So it's as if God created a hiyuli for man. Vayivra Elokim es Adam betzalmo, betzalmo kim barao, so zachar nekeve barao sam. God created a thin foundation, so to speak, of capability for man and woman. That was the creation. From that creation, Bria, Paragal Pasuch of Zion, God then fashioned man. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam. It doesn't say Vayivra Hashem Elokim es Adam. No word. I say it all the time. In Torah is superfluous or an accident. It does not say when God created Adam as we know Adam, that Hashem created him. It says he fashioned Adam. First, God created some sort of man, woman, creature, we don't know, potential for humanity. Then God fashioned mankind, Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. This is the Adam as we know Adam. And then by the woman, it's a whole different root, a whole different, Vayivein, which is a whole different lesson, being an Isir, an Asna, Isha, B'Sever, Yosem, B'Ish. But even the woman was fashioned from existing material. God took the side bone of man and he fashioned woman. So even in regard to the creation, so Hashem is the Melamei Torah, Melamei Yisrael. Hashem is showing us, since Ma'aseh Bereishis, I, God, did not create humanity from nothing. There was some sort of primordial man substance, Yesod. From that, God fashioned man and built woman. And yes, it is a truly tremendous lesson in humility and in Amunah. Everything that we encounter in this world, everything we utilize, everything we eat, everything we see, we began by Garta Hagar. There's a plan, there's a master fashioner, and it is not us. And he is running the world in a specific way, like Rav Victor Miller says, the whole point of nature, and this is all nature, is to open our eyes and see the Ribono Shel Olam surrounding us at every minute. Halavai, we should be zochot to see, not from the great miracles we witness. You know, we don't, even though I've never been there, and I'm scared to use this word, so it should be misinterpreted. Jealous, not in a way that I don't want you to go. I would also like to. I've never seen the Canadian Rockies. British Columbia is supposed to be beautiful. New Zealand's supposed to be the most beautiful country, aesthetically, physically. It can't be more beautiful than Eretz Yisrael, of course. But we don't have to see that to find God in our lives. Contemplate the seed in your nectarine. Contemplate the apple you put away in your drawer from the grocery. Think about the piece of bread the next time you eat one. Would you throw the Urim V'Tumim? No. How could we throw a piece of bread? That is God right there. You are eating sunshine and carbon dioxide and chlorophyll and some earth, all wrapped in a beautiful package that the Ribono Shel Olam gave us, not only to sustain us, but to find him in every aspect of our lives. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue next week. I wish everybody a wonderful week of Besuros Tovos, and halavai it should be a Menachem Av for all of Klal Yisrael. We thank the Frun family so much. This year is a Zecher and Aliyah Neshama for Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak Aleha Hashem. Thank you for joining. Laila Tov, Kol Tov. Thank you to all.